Welcome to the Puyallup Public Library's podcast, Shush, with Debbie, where we interview and connect with people of the library, city, Puyallup businesses, and the community. I am Debbie. I work here at the library as outreach technician, where I mostly do outreach, but I really do a little bit of everything. I'm super excited to welcome our fabulous guest, Gregory Sneed. Greg is a friend of our colleague, Neil McKay. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Debbie.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. Let's start with the first question that I ask all of our guests. Tell our listeners who you are and a little about yourself.
I'm Greg Sneed. I live in Puyallup. I've been here since 1995. I married a local girl, so that's why I live here. I've been here long enough to know the old library. So, I'm a software tester, so I'm a test engineer.
Ooh, fantastic.
And the software that we produce is called Positive Train Control. So, I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, I haven't.
But it's used to keep trains from colliding with each other.
Oh, my gosh.
And it keeps trains from driving off the track.
Wow.
Like what happened to Amtrak.
Oh, my gosh.
They were months away from their positive train control system.
Oh.
So we produce that technology up in Renton.
That's fantastic. And it's so important.
Yeah. So I'm a test engineer for that company.
Oh, that's so cool. Fantastic. For the second question, tell me about your connection to Puyallup. Well, you've mentioned a little. And the Puyallup Library.
Okay. So I... My wife's family is from Puyallup. They've lived here, her mother and father, since the early 60s. Her father, Lloyd Freudenstein, was...
No way. Did he have a son named David?
Maybe. So...
I grew up with somebody named David Freudenstein. In Tacoma, though.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay, all right.
He was a member of Friends of the Library.
Okay, gotcha.
When they were planning this new library.
Oh, fantastic.
So a big part of transitioning from the old library to this library was that he was involved in that, as my wife was at the time.
That's so wonderful. I bet there's pictures of her in our, or of all of them in the history room. We recently just had our 20th anniversary of this building, which still looks brand new.
Oh, yes.
In so many ways. It's so stunning. And that's so cool that you're so connected by that. And the whole community was so involved with the building of this library. And it just is...
This library is an amazing library.
It is.
And the library that was here before that was also an amazing library. So it was like, oh, why do you need a new one? The old one's great.
It's so... I know. It's so true.
This one's way better.
It is.
Yeah, so this is a fantastic library. So that's kind of the name Freudenstein is. He was a school administrator,
Puyallup
School District. His wife Carolyn was a teacher as well. And so,
oh my gosh,
that whole community—if you say Freudenstein, will jump up and recognize that name.
Oh, that's lovely.
And he's the one that went to Lincoln.
Ah, so, gotcha. Okay,
so,
there
50s.
We go. Small world.
Yeah.
It is such a small world. And this is our first time meeting today.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing. I love it. Well, anything else about connections, or shall we move on to the next?
Let's move on.
Okay, sounds good. The first one about where did you grow up, do you want to add any more about where you grew up?
Okay, so I grew up in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Just down the road from Los Alamos.
Uh-huh.
And so we were talking about Oppenheimer.
Yes.
And if you want to talk about movies.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer is a fantastic movie.
It is.
But I do recommend that you see it in IMAX to get the full effect.
Tell the people about how that's going to be opening back up soon.
Oh, Oppenheimer?
I mean in the, not the IMAX, the other one.
Oh, Cinerama.
Cinerama, yeah.
Okay, well, so the other thing about movies, so IMAX is 70 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Cinerama in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
shut down for a while.
Yeah.
Paul Allen died and COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a remodel.
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle International Film Festival purchased it. They're reopening it.
Right.
But it has a 70 millimeter camera.
Mm-hmm.
There's famous movies like Lawrence of Arabia.
That's what I saw there when I was a teenager. Yep.
So they had a 70 millimeter film festival there every year. So maybe that's going to come back.
That would be so fantastic. So
it's an amazing place. Movies are really fun. The place I go to most often to see movies is the Grand Cinema in Tacoma.
We're members. Me and my Paul are members. Are you guys too?
I'm a member.
We're just high-fiving. Oh, my goodness.
So we know that the Tacoma Film Festival is happening.
Yes.
Soon.
Yes.
A week or two from now.
I agree. I think that's when it is.
So when you ask what your favorite film is, it's like, well, I don't know. It's coming.
Exactly.
Something in a couple weeks will be my favorite.
Current favorite.
But there was one that they played there called Cyrano, My Love.
I don't think we saw that.
So are you a fan of Cyrano de Bergerac?
Yes.
Well, that movie is about writing that book.
Oh, wow.
And so it's really funny.
Oh.
It's in French.
Oh, yeah.
But it's exciting.
Subtitles.
And and they kind of have the play going on at the same time that he's talking about writing it. So it's very intricate.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that's what a good recommendation.
Yeah, it's a good movie to see.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic. So any more info about?
So Santa Fe, Oppenheimer took place in Los Alamos, which is, and they had an office in Santa Fe, the Manhattan Project.
Yeah.
And so
for
us that live in Santa Fe, it was Los Alamos is a big deal.
Yeah.
And a lot of the kids that graduated and went into high tech ended up working in Los Alamos.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I almost did.
That makes sense.
But I decided to hang out and fuel up with my wife instead.
We're so glad. Number two, you have chosen this question. What are you proudest of?
Okay, so I'm proudest of my philanthropy.
Oh,
so
that's
I have a motto. It's called I Climb Stairs to Cure Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my, I started this in 2016.
Mm.
And I've been raising money to fund cancer research since then.
Mm.
I've surpassed raising $60,000.
Oh.
And I'm currently, my total for, where I'm climbing the Space Needle on Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday?
Yeah. So
so
far I've raised $6,800.
Oh, fantastic.
And, if I combine that, I also do a charity climb called the Big Climb in March.
Mm-hmm.
That's Leukemia Society.
Oh, fantastic.
And we climb the Columbia Center.
Oh.
Which is 1,311 steps.
Oh.
So this is my specialty.
Yes.
And I've been in the top 10 every year since I've participated in it. The proudest thing I want to say, I'll describe in a second, but there's a interesting local problem that I have is that how do you train for climbing a skyscraper when you live in Puyallup, Washington?
Yeah, that is a good question.
Now, my average training session before my heart surgery, but I'm getting back to it. I'm getting healthier every day, is 600 to 800 stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So
every day?
Not every day, maybe twice a week.
Yeah.
Where do you do that in Puyallup?
Where?
When I first started, everybody's like, well, I'll do it at Spark Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, it's kind of open sometimes, not sometimes. So finally a colleague said, well, what's the tallest building in Puyallup?
Mm-hmm.
Good Samaritan Hospital.
Oh.
So until COVID, I would
go
in.
You could
go. And I would climb the Daily Tower.
Oh, that's great.
And morbid joke, but at the time, my daughter was a transporter at Good Sam, and she would say, Dad, be careful.
Yes.
And I said, don't worry, I'm in a hospital.
Where was best place you could be.
She's like,
but that's
not
sweet.
Funny.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, I am careful.
You are her dad.
I'm just joking.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You can't climb to collapse, then you fail.
Exactly.
You can't do your charity.
Mm-hmm.
There was one year, it was last year actually, where 1 week before the big climb, I ended up in the hospital with pneumonia.
Oh, my word.
So I raised the money, but I didn't do the climb.
Yeah, that was best, I'm sure. But,
you know, climbing is the objective is to raise the money.
Right. So that's the goal.
Yeah. So if you don't climb, whatever.
Whatever. Right? Next year you can.
Yeah. The climbing makes, it gives it a theme.
It does.
It allows something for people to wrap their heads around, saying, oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I can imagine that.
Mm-hmm. I can support that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's willing to do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
The way I look at it is, and training for stair climbing is hard.
Oh, I bet.
But having cancer is harder.
Oh.
So it's like, well, I can recover from a training session.
Right.
I don't necessarily recover from cancer.
Right.
So it's like, that's kind of the way I look at it is I'm putting in the effort to raise the money and to, in some ways, kind of empathize with what's happening to cancer victims.
Mm-hmm.
And then all that money comes in, and then it goes out to Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center.
So fabulous.
And what they do with the Space Needle is when you're a top fundraiser, they let you tour the facility, and they teach you what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so it's incredible what I've learned.
Oh, I bet.
About what Fred Hutchinson does and, you know, how it ties into real things, real cancer cures, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the philanthropy side of it.
Yeah.
But when I started, it was, well, Space Needle's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to climb the stairs because it would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever climbs the stairs at Space Needle.
Right.
And so that's how I started.
Yeah.
But then they said, okay, the top 10 get to walk the halo.
Ah, yes.
At the time, I was... I was terrified of heights.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, okay, I accomplished my goal. I was in the top 10.
Yes.
Now what am I going to do?
Right.
And so I had to cure my fear of heights.
Yes.
In order to... that was my second accomplishment, is curing the fear of heights.
Aww.
There's a ride at the fair called the Vertigo.
Okay.
So it's the ride that has the... chairs on a chain, and it spins around.
And it goes yes. Up. Uh-huh.
Well, I can tell if you're afraid of heights,
yeah,
and you do that, you'll feel it.
Yes.
My body will have like these electric jolts going through it. That's the fear of heights.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a fear of heights, you don't have the jolts, and you just have a fun time.
Yeah, you just
so it, it's
enjoy.
It's my measurement device. So, but right now, because I'm recovering from heart surgery, I didn't do the Vertigo.
Yeah, that was probably a good choice for this year.
My sternum is still healing. So.
Oh, my gosh. When was the surgery, if I might ask?
June 19th.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you had to mention that.
Okay.
Of this year. Yeah, so just a few months ago.
Correct. So my oldest daughter, Emily, she posted a video on Facebook of my progress.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came home, I could barely walk the 8 stairs into the house.
Oh, I bet.
And she has a video of that.
Wow.
And now I'm going to be, I've been in cardiac rehab. There's a facility next to Good Sam that will do that.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, I'll be climbing 832 stairs.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
So that's the, but, it, you know, I had to. You know, I'm in cardiac rehab now. You have to go walking. You have to exercise, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My exercise physiologist is on board with me.
Good.
So he's made sure to work with me on it so that I don't end up having a problem.
Right.
On the Space Needle.
So yes.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
And I've got a good teammate, so Neil.
Yes.
So if I need help...
Yeah.
He'll be there for me.
He's there for you, too.
Yeah, so you develop a whole system, ecosystem, to help you succeed.
Yes.
And that's part of the philanthropy, is you you have to be willing to ask people for money.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to communicate what the value is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, like my mother, she died of cancer. Mm-hmm. She died of cancer in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is, it's not, you know, we think of it in terms of affliction.
Yes.
I don't want to have cancer.
Right.
But when a family member has cancer, you're also affected.
Right.
So it's not just about cancer cures. You go to Fred Hutchinson, they have mm-hmm. the Cancer Care Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Caregivers need help too.
Yes.
Because they're dealing with, I mean, when mom was in hospice with pancreatic cancer, mm-hmm. we had to be on shifts.
Yes.
And we hired women to come in
mm-hmm.
that would sit with her,
mm-hmm.
Caregivers.
Yes.
So all that has to be there. So
it's
that,
all part of that.
It's all part of that. It all takes money.
Mm-hmm.
It all takes, you know, this whole system
mm-hmm.
requires lots of logistics, money,
planning,
all these kind of things.
Scheduling.
Independent of the mm-hmm. science to cure cancer.
Right. To the medicine part.
That's right. And so medicine really is just kind of it's kind of odd. It's almost a small piece of it.
It almost is because it's so vast.
Let's tie this back to the first question.
Yes, let's do that.
So okay. That's what I'm most proud of. So in 2016, I'm just a software tester hanging out in Puyallup, going to the Puyallup Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've raised $60,000 for cancer research, and I'm climbing these big buildings in Seattle.
Yes.
And
even with healing from something that was...
Correct.
Yes, so huge. I don't even know what word to use. I think that covered that beautifully about what you're proudest of, and I think you should be. And I just want to say congratulations
thank you for
everyone who will benefit from all that you've done. It's incredible and it's inspiring. You know, now I want to follow you, and if you know I could ever give some funds that could help for that, I would love to. And I think that's part of what it is getting the word out there that this happens and that you do this.
Well, there's if you're willing, there's a couple links that I can provide you.
Oh yeah, perfect. Could you give that to me so I could post it on the library's website?
Yeah.
And then we'd have it there.
Yeah. And you want to follow me, so I do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Just for my stair climbing.
Okay, perfect. Under your name or?
Base, BASE, mm-hmm. number 2, mm-hmm. space, Greg.
Base 2, space, Greg.
And Base 2, space is the name of the event. So,
perfect.
That's my Facebook handle.
Okay.
Most of it is about me training.
Yes, but...
that's what I do all the time.
That's what you do.
Stay in shape. Gotta make it up the needle.
It's amazing. And then where can people see some of that footage that I saw where you're up there on the halo, which I didn't even know that was called the halo of the Space Needle. So now, you know, so I just learned some.
There'll be a little bit of that footage out there. I have
on your Facebook.
I have a YouTube page that is barely used.
Okay.
No, nobody likes it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But it's there. But
I am. Yeah.
Any day now I'm going to post my painting of the Space Needle roof
video
on my Facebook page.
Right.
So it's coming.
Okay. That'll be coming, and people could look forward to seeing you doing that.
That's right. But we do the halo.
Yeah.
We've done the spire.
Wow.
That's the top of the Space Needle. So I've done that twice.
Wow.
And then we painted the roof of the Space Needle. So,
and tell the folks how you got to paint all those things, because that's kind of like your reward, right?
Well, so in May, Delilah, who's in charge of the Base to Space, said, let's see if we can get fundraising going.
Yeah.
And so she said, anybody that, you know, the top 10 will allow them to paint the roof of the Space Needle. And the top person gets a ticket to Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, my gosh.
So... that's not motivating.
That's awesome.
You know, so one person got those
tickets.
The rest of us got to paint.
To paint.
Yeah.
But that'll be great to see the footage of that, because that's super cool too.
It was really fun. You know, the Rainier. They had the Seattle Moose.
Uh-huh.
They had the Kraken's buoy was
there.
Oh,
very cool.
So they got to paint first.
Yes.
And then the rest of us. So, you know, it's fun. It's kind of exciting.
Camaraderie.
Everybody's there and the news is there.
And you're all focused on the same great thing. It's
a
great, great thing.
That's right.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell us before we close out our interview?
I'm good. I do want to talk about one. I do want to mention one book.
Yeah.
Two books.
Okay. Two books. Let's do it.
So the first one, so there is a man in Seattle who rows boats, and he and three other locals from PLU set the record of rowing across the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh my goodness.
And he gave a presentation at the Seaport Museum in Tacoma.
Oh, okay.
Maritime Museum.
Right.
Well, his name is Jordan Hansen.
Okay.
And his book is Rowing Into the Sun, S-O-N, Four Young Men Crossing the North Atlantic.
Okay, perfect. Let's say his name again, the author.
Jordan Hansen, H-A-N-S-S-E-N.
Okay, perfect.
He lives up in Seattle, but he learned how to row UPS. In
okay.
Tacoma. And I do want to say, I don't know if you've heard of the author Chloe Benjamin.
She wrote the book
called The Immortalists.
I've heard of that.
Definitely should read that book.
Okay.
So,
what is it that you want to recommend about it? What did you love about it?
Okay, so. The premise is, if you could learn the date of your death, how would that change your life?
Oh, boy. How wouldn't it change your life?
Well, she has four siblings that all learn their dates of their death.
Oh, my goodness.
Each one handles it differently differently.
Yes.
And how one sibling handles versus the other affects the others.
Oh, yeah. True.
And her ability to change from one sibling... She goes to each sibling story.
Yes.
And you know what's going to happen at the end of each story.
Yes.
But how she's able to shift into that character.
Oh, that's amazing.
And just write that character's life.
Oh, my gosh.
Is really interesting.
It sounds really good.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Thank you. Those were two great recommendations. Plus, we talked about Oppenheimer a little bit, too. So, really good.
Yeah, that's right. Go to the movie Oppenheimer.
Yeah. And you would recommend the Manhattan Project for somebody who was interested in that,
correct.
The whole story.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a book on that entire project.
Yeah.
The book's probably called The Manhattan Project.
Yeah.
So I do recommend that.
All right. Well, Greg, it has been so amazing to meet you, to talk with you, to hear your story, your inspiring story, and it's beautiful. And I can't thank you enough. I feel so honored that I met you and Neil as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. I really appreciate you calling me to come down here. Your podcast is wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I hope there's many more episodes.
Me too. All right. Thank you.